Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This series of Caravan of Garbage is brought to you by Loot Crate, the monthly geek and subscriber box where you get a bunch of stuff. How much do you want? Probably 6 to 8. That's what's in it. Mason, I'm going to recommend a special one for you.
Is it Loot Crate amphetamines? Because that seems what you're on right now.
Loot Crate, you know they do a variety of them, but this they have ones called Partner Crates where they partner with certain brands and properties or whatever, and you get something very specific. There's the Halo Legendary Crate where you can join the Spartan Fire Team Apollo with the legendary Halo Crate.
It's me, Master Chef. From Hello.
So you get 5 to 7 exclusive collectibles from the biggest moments in the Halo universe. The Halo-iverse, as I call it.
You just open it up and you're just flooded with a weird
bug race.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you visit lootcrate.com/weeklyplanet, you can get $3 off that or any other subscription. Just pick one. Pick them all. You can start with one. Maybe you could then get a different one or just have one. It's up, whatever. I don't know. Let's get back to it. Let's get on with it. Welcome to the Weekly Planet's Caravan of Garbage, the show where we discuss a comic or a book or a movie or something like that that might not be so great, but maybe it's really great, but it's not, generally. Today, Mason.
Yes?
We're talking Justice League of America, 1997, CBS telly movie.
Oh my goodness.
Now, have you seen
I've heard great things.
Have you never seen it?
No.
Let me just say up top.
I've imagined it a lot.
Yeah, well, look, maybe keep it that way because this is probably one of the worst things.
Great.
Like, normally I'm like, oh, there's some redeeming qualities, you know, in whatever. But this is, like, so bad it makes you question why anybody kind of makes anything and what's the point
of entertainment. Do you watch it and you're like, did they do this for some complicated legal reason, like for copyright, or did they lose a dare?
Yeah, it seems that way.
And they were like, well, I could streak naked across this football field or I could make the Justice League 1997 TV pilot.
It's incredibly ill-informed for so many reasons.
Uh-huh.
And partly because they just get the characters wrong from the get-go.
Mm.
So if you don't mind, just to kick this off, I'm going to give you a team member rundown.
Love it.
A bio.
Here we go.
Who's what, where's where.
And if one of them is played by a really inappropriate actor, please let me know.
Not a problem. Now let me just say straight up, there's no Superman, there's no Batman.
Why would there be the two best characters? And sure, other characters have their merits. Everybody's character's somebody's favorite character, but you know what? Shut up.
Let me give you one that definitely doesn't have any merit in this show, at least. I'm a bit of a fan of this character, but it doesn't work in here at all. Guy Gardner's Green Lantern.
Good.
That's
pick.
The version they went with. Now, he doesn't have red hair. He doesn't have a bowl cut. He
Two
just
strikes.
Looks like regular, like a Hal Jordan-ish
Green
Lantern. The other thing is, he's a software salesman.
You know, that makes sense, sure.
Does it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But that was in 1997. That was like being a spy.
That's true.
Or
an internet man.
An internet man, exactly.
Yeah, a Johnny Mnemonic.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, like most of these...
Jazz drives out the wazoo, you know what
right.
I mean?
He has, like, definitively one of the shittiest costumes I've ever seen. It's like this faux leather, sleeveless, like, flight jacket.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, and it's like horrible, it's a horrible green color.
Uh-huh.
And it's just over like a black spandex and he's got like white leather gauntlet gloves. It's just horrendous.
How's that Green Lantern ring though?
You know what? The Green Lantern effects aren't the worst for television.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. His uniform.
I'm sorry if you work in television, by the way.
In 1997.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it just goes to show, like, how far we've come.
Oh, I'm looking at this right now, and it does not look good.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Green Lantern's costume, where does it come from?
His ring.
It's a construct, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
From his mind, and the ring manifests it. It's just a costume he kind of... You see him stuffing it into a backpack at one point.
Right.
It's just, I don't understand it at all. So his character arc is his girlfriend hates him.
Yep.
Can't really argue with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got Ray Palmer as the Atom. Mm-hmm. Now, he's a high school science teacher.
Good
just
start.
Kind of okay. He's a nerd. He's just a standard nerd.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing really appealing about him.
Everybody on this team does seem kind of like a nerd.
Sure. He also has one of the shittiest costumes I've ever seen. It's like a red leather gridiron outfit, just like the top bit.
He's got some high pants, red leggings.
That's
seems.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, it's just kind of over like a blue spandex, or a spandex, you know what I mean? This is what it all seems to be. It's like a terrible leather costume over a really ill-fitting spandex. We got Fire, who's a struggling actress. She's got a storyline where she can't get a job as an actress. She dresses up as a banana for a commercial.
Probably because she's setting things on fire all the time.
That could be it, potentially, sure. Her costume is terrible, but it's not as terrible.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pretty much just the spandex. There's no weird leather on it. So it's not good, but like comparatively, it's better. And her subplot is David Krumholtz is following her around like a weird creep and hitting on her.
The actor David Krumholtz?
Yes, correct.
Huh.
Yeah, no, and he's like 15 years younger than her.
Was this post 10 Things I Had About You or before?
I think it was before.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think he's 20 and she's like 30, 35. Uh-huh. We got Ice.
Yep.
You know, Fire
well, we
and
couldn't
Ice.
Have Fire without Ice.
Correct. She's the newest member of the team. She works at like a science laboratory for weather.
Ugh.
Also,
nerds.
Also one of the shittiest costumes I've ever seen. Also, she has Guy Gardner's bowl cut. So I guess they couldn't give her both bowl cuts. So that's how that goes. Yeah.
You know what they say? They broke the bowl after they made your haircut.
We've got Barry Allen as the Flash. Mm-hmm. Or Barry Allen's the Flash.
Sure.
Job status, unemployed. He's...
What?
Yeah.
That's the one guy whose job I know. He's a forensic scientist.
I know. But he is also the definitively worst character in this on every level.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's just unpleasant. He's dumb. He's obnoxious. He's just a terrible bloke. And he's got a running joke about, I'm just an idiot who can't keep a job because I'm such an idiot. And that's his kind of thing. His MO.
Huh.
His MO, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last member who I'll get to in a bit, maybe I'll keep it secret till later, but let me tell you, it's a Justice League classic.
Mm-hmm.
Love the actor. Let's get to it later.
Okay, sure.
Sure. Okay, so one of the weirdest things about this is they all live together in the same apartment. Except for Ice, who's not a member of the team.
Not in a moon base.
They have an underwater base, but they live in just like a suburban apartment. They're all like 30 to 35 and they just kind of mill about together. It's kind of like...
Friends.
It's kind of like Friends.
Uh-huh.
But it's also shot documentary style, so we're following this story as it unfolds. And then it will cut to like Barry Allen being interviewed and he's like, I'm just a dude who loves football and bowling and hanging out and being cool or whatever.
I had no idea this was part of that. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like The Office.
It's like The Office. It's like The Office.
Wow.
It's just as funny in no way.
Mm.
So look, it's a bold kind of storytelling device. It does not work on any level.
Great.
It just falls flat every time. So the villain is the Weather Wizard.
Sure.
Who they've kind of turned into quite the formidable foe in The Flash.
Yes.
But it's not that at all.
Because I was going to say, like, The Flash could take this guy by himself.
Yes.
And he's supposed to be fighting against this whole team.
Exactly.
Of idiots. Yeah. Who all live together.
That's right. Mm. So every now and then, like, during the... I guess it's a movie.
Yeah.
I guess technically it is.
Was it intended to be a two-hour pilot?
Yeah, it's a
pilot.
For it's
a TV
pilot.
Series.
Exactly. This actually never aired in the US.
Good.
But so every now and then, Weather Wizard will appear on this poorly composited TV screen that's kind of left of center in the middle of this building, in the middle of the city.
Mm-hmm.
They're in New Metro.
Not even a real fake DC city.
That's right, exactly.
God.
And he'll just be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn the weather and everybody's going to bow. He's always like, give me $20 million. So he'll send like a hurricane and then the Flash does a thing where he runs around and it goes away. And then he sends a hailstorm and fire like melts it. So he's not they're just kind of like, what is this? Who is it? Like, it's not really a threat. Nobody in the city seems bothered by it.
They seem like the superhero equivalent of garbage men.
That's right.
Oh, all right, God, it's okay, it's hailstones. Okay, use your fire. It's fine. I'm looking at the back of the DVD cover and it does say, never before seen CBS TV pilot, exclamation point. Yeah,
like that's a good
that.
Thing, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the weatherman is clearly ICE's boss who works at the Weather Science Institute.
Uh-huh.
Like very clearly. They try to be like, well, maybe it's this guy or whatever, but it's clearly just the boss,
uh-huh.
right? What she does, she discovers his weather manipulating briefcase behind the cabinet.
That sounds like very convenient.
It. Yeah, but she opens it and then spills water on it and then she gets ice powers that she can't control. But it's kind of thing where she'll touch something and then like she'll leave and then it will freeze.
Huh.
If that makes sense. So it's a lot of her like, I don't, what do I do? I wish I could help, but I'm not good
at it. It sounds a little bit like the singing frog.
Yes.
That only sings when he's alone.
Exactly. So she's walking home from work and a guy who's rollerblading on grass falls past her and goes into the lake and he's like,
I remember rollerblading and grass, two right. things from 1997. Oh, great.
He goes into the lake, he's like, help me, I can't swim or whatever. So she steps in to help him and accidentally freezes the lake and he's like, whoop, what happened?
I'm trapped in a lake, a frozen lake, and I'm dead.
That's right.
Great.
So the Justice League see this and then...
And they're like, finally, something worthy of our talents, rescuing a rollerblader from a lake.
And what they do, they go to her house in the middle of the night and they kidnap Ice because they think she's the weather wizard. But what they do, they just put one of those surgical gas masks on her.
Huh.
Like the Flash doesn't like grab her and like whiz her to the secret whatever. They have like, I guess they have just a surgical mask they use for kidnapping. It's not even like a rag.
A kidnapping mask. Sure, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but they have to let her go because...
That's illegal.
That's illegal. That's illegal, obviously. So she's like, was it a dream? What was it? I don't even know. So then she goes to the top of her building at work and she sees her boss. And he's got this, he's got a giant 90s industrial grade.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Video camera attached to a belt pointing to him when he's making demands as the weather wizard.
That sounds like a recipe for falling off a building, if you ask me.
But he doesn't have a mask on because he appears with like sunglasses and like a balaclava and a bandana.
Uh-huh.
But what this TV does, or he must have a program that not only manipulates his voice, but puts in a real-time bandana over his head.
Huh.
It's very bizarre.
You know what he could have done? He could have sold that for $20 million.
Absolutely, he could have.
It's like when you see a bad guy in a movie, like in the late 90s, and they're using what something looks clearly like an iPad before its time. You're
exactly.
Like, just sell that.
Exactly.
Like a mint.
But look, I know I shouldn't be too hard on these special effects because...
Nah, do it.
It's TV, and it's from the 90s.
All right.
But it's... Okay, some of the worst stuff is like the compositing shots of when Ray Palmer shrinks.
Uh-huh.
It's clearly like a man on a green screen and they just kind of slap him on top of wherever he needs to be. There's a bit where he runs into a drain and saves a cat. There's a bit where he's inside a TV. He's trying to fix their home TV because they want to watch Touched by an Angel. That's a line in
this.
Is
that a good cross-promotion?
I checked it. That's a CBS show.
Nice, so, right.
Yeah. That took me back. I'm like, wow, Touched by an Angel. I haven't heard that in a while. But the worst one is easily when they infiltrate the science museum party for the science expo or whatever. He's looking for information and he comes to an open door, but it's got lasers across it. So he shrinks so he can, I mean, they could have just locked the door, but they just put lasers. They're not like lasers that burn you. It's just an alarm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he shrinks and then there's like 30 seconds where he just limbos under the bottom one, just back and forth. Maybe it's not 30 seconds, but it feels really long.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing, like every joke in this falls flat. There is not a half decent one among the many, many jokes that unfold. Can you remember I said there was a recurring joke for the Flash, he can't get a job?
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
Like he gets a job as a mailman and he gets fired because he delivers all the mail. And they're like, well, we can't have that. So they fire him.
That's satire.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Because in the 90s, people were really mad at the postal service.
They certainly were.
Postal service quite slow when you think about it.
And at this kind of science convention that they've infiltrated, he hits the waiter up for a job. He's like, hey, where can I maybe...
Is he in his costume at the time?
No, he's just in like a sport jacket and a t-shirt or whatever you wear in the 90s. And the waiter's like, aren't you a scientist? Because this is a science convention. Do you work here?
Right.
And he's like, oh, no, I'm a scientist from a different building. And he says, I'm an archaeopologist. That's the line he comes up with.
I'm against this universe. Barry Allen's a man of science.
I know.
How dare they?
I know.
Why do that twist? I don't understand.
It makes me angry, Mason, and it makes you angry in turn.
Yeah.
So, meanwhile, David Krumholtz is just following Fire around, and he like, he can't take the hint. She's like, seriously, can you just fuck off? And he's like, nah, here's some earrings I bought from Paris once for a very special lady, and that's you, or whatever. And she's like, okay, thanks, or whatever. So she puts them on. That comes back into play later. What they do, they grab ice, and they're like, listen, you seem like a cool 90s chick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take you to our underwater base. And we're going to introduce you to our leader.
Willingly this time.
We're going to introduce you to our leader, Martian Manhunter.
Whoa, twist.
Played by the great David Ogden Stiers, who I'm a big fan of. You know, I bloody love MASH. And I bloody love David Ogden Stiers. It's not the worst costume in the show.
All right, sure.
His head looks, it's like a wide version of the mask.
Yeah,
the head.
Okay, uh-huh.
But here's the thing, like...
Does he look great in his classic underwater lair? You know, the Martian Manhunter's always his trademark underwater lair.
That's right.
The perfect character for an underwater lair, I think.
So, but critics said that they felt that Stier's weight affected his portrayal of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I'm like, oh, he doesn't know he looks all right. But then he turns side on and you're like, oh, dear. Look, man, I'm a big David Ogden Stiers fan. You know that. It hurts me to say that. I'm a bloody Ogo, mate, from way back.
But
it's not the worst costume. Also, he doesn't do anything.
Sure.
We'll get to that.
Okay, great.
So Ice, they're trying to teach Ice how to use her power. And she's like, I can't. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm terrible at this. I wish I was a hero, but I can't. Or whatever. Krumholtz is still bloody at it.
I think she's going to learn a valuable lesson.
Maybe she will, Mason.
Yep.
So Krumholtz then sees the Justice League on TV and he recognizes his earrings on Fire. So he goes to her and he's like, you're clearly Fire because... She doesn't wear a mask, and also you look exactly like her.
Yep, uh-huh.
Not to mention you sound the same. And she's like, well, I tell you what, that's definitely not the case. And he's like, well, listen, the only way that you could prove that you're not is if Fire walks through the door. And then Martian Manhunter shapeshifts. This is the one thing he does.
Oh, yes.
And he walks in and he's like, did somebody say Fire? And she's like, oh, that's right, because I'm friends with Fire, and I lent her the earrings that you gave me. And he's like, well, that's... good enough for me, I guess.
Yeah.
So really convoluted.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if the characters on Friends had shape-shifting powers.
I know, right?
How amazing would that have been?
What if Ross could be Joey?
Yeah. We were on a break, but then Joey transformed into Gunther. I don't know.
So Weather Wizard mounts a final attack on the city. Oh. He starts by firing a laser into the Justice League's...
That's not weather-based.
I don't know what to tell you. Also, you never see where it comes from. It just kind of comes from the sky.
Probably a cloud.
Probably a cloud.
Okay, I'll give him this one because it came from a cloud.
So, as like the building's heating up,
uh-huh.
And so Green Lantern's like, we've got to get out of here. So what he does, he physically grabs a, what's it called? A bloody crowbar.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to crowbar the door. Like, he doesn't make one
uh-huh.
or use like a big kind of, I don't know, like a jack or something to
Jaws
open the
life.
Door. Nothing.
Wow.
He grabs an actual crowbar and tries to pry the door open. They get out because they did a thing that the TV guy taught them earlier about using gum and electricity or something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's not important. So the Green
Lantern... So far, they haven't used a lot of their superhuman superpowers.
Well, you're about to see some, Mason. Green Lantern. And look, if you're listening to the audio version of this, I recommend you go and watch the video on my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Because Green Lantern flies to meet the Weather Wizard. And what he does, he's just got like a green stick and it's got... like rotor blades on the top.
Oh.
So he looks like Mary Poppins. He's not. He doesn't cover himself in like a green bubble
uh-huh.
or even just make himself
fly. Make a green
fly.
Jet plane.
Nah.
Huh.
Weird Mary Poppins umbrella.
Oh.
So he flies down. He's like, Weather Wizard, I gotcha. Bloody give it up. Give me the briefcase. And the Weather Wizard's like, what about this? And he throws the and he throws the briefcase just kind of down a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And Green Lantern's
so
like,
Green Lantern could you make a big
yeah.
green hand and grab it, maybe?
And it's not like into a waterfall or into a volcano. It's just kind of oh. down a bit.
Or into a big yellow box
yeah, that's
that
right.
Green Lantern couldn't affect.
Exactly. So Green Lantern's like, he calls the team and he's like, nah, we're fucked. Like, I can't do anything.
Look, all I had was this Mary Poppins thing.
That's right, because there's this giant tidal wave coming towards the city.
Oh.
Flash is trying to gather up all the kids. He's mm-hmm. trying to be useful and whatever, but... They can't stop the
do not trust
tidal wave.
The Flash with human life.
No. So what Ice does, she's like, this is my moment, I can do this. So she goes out and she, that's my girl voice, by the way. She freezes the
wave. It's his real voice. Not her real voice.
She freezes the wave.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, you did it. You're a member of the team. That's it, basically. Here's the costume.
It's, that is never going to unfreeze, so don't even worry about it. We'll just leave it. It's fine.
So this is how it ends up. She gets a horrible costume.
Nice.
Green Lantern catches up with his old girlfriend and she's like, I still hate you or whatever because uh-huh. you're a bad bloke.
Yep.
Flash gets a job at the youth center because he guess he's pretty good at with kids.
Because he didn't kill all those kids. Because
he didn't kill all those kids or save
yet.
Them. That's right. Fire doesn't end up dating Krumholtz.
Oh.
But then she's like, well, I'm off to meet Krumholtz because he wants me to meet his 16-year-old cheerleader girlfriend. I'm like, why is that happening?
Now I see why this got cancelled.
The Atom continues being a lonely nerd.
Yeah,
he's pining after Ice the whole time.
Oh, yeah,
doesn't
great.
Really unfold. And Martian Manhunter appears in a hologram and does nothing.
He gets stuck in a doorframe.
Also, there's a bit where...
Because he's real fat.
Also, there's a bit where he's morphed into the boss, the evil Weather Wizard boss.
Yep.
But it never plays out. You don't know how long he was the boss for, like which scenes is the
yep.
is the actual Weather Wizard and which scenes is Martian Manhunter. Also, they didn't know that he was the Weather Wizard. So why was he doing it?
Yep.
It's never explained.
Why would? Well, it would have been explained in every remaining episode. The rest of the episodes would have just been a long explanation of the first one. So is I've looked it up. Is the Weather Wizard, is it Miguel Ferrer? Is it that guy?
I believe so, yeah.
It's Bob Morton from RoboCop.
Yeah, correct. That's exactly who it is.
Oh, that guy's great.
He is. And look, he's not terrible. But I'll tell you this, Mason.
But what are you working with, you know? Nobody at the time knew how to work with superhero stuff and great green screen and
no, certainly not
green Mary Poppins umbrellas. You know what I mean? They did the best they could with what they had.
The thing is, I know it's TV and I know they never greenlit it, but it's just bad.
Green Lantern did.
It's bad and boring and stupid. Like no one throws a punch.
Yeah,
it
nice.
Sets up a whole lot of future events that I'm just glad never unfolded.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Green Lantern's suit looks kind of blue. Now that I think about it, it's kind of a weird aqua shade. It should be green.
In summary.
Yes.
I know we're normally like, you know, we did Steel or whatever. I'm like, yeah, maybe some of these are like, give it a look. You don't need this in your life.
Maybe watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Or maybe watch the video.
Maybe watch
that
the video.
That you're literally maybe watching now.
It's well over an hour as well. It's maybe an hour and 20.
That's...
Like there's some length to it, Mason.
Ooh.
And you feel every second of it. This is the worst incarnation of the Justice League ever
Until
made.
Until Justice League 2017.
There is no way anything will be made that is as bad as this ever again.
Wow.
It's not possible.
Huh.
It's kind of great though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Not even, like, even fan films are better now.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've been Mr. Sunday Movies.
I've been Nick Mason. It's my real name.
You can find him at Twitter also.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on the Twitters.
And I'm at what I said on Twitter.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See you guys. Grab that jam. We'll see you again. I was going to say next week, but whenever we end up releasing these.
What, however this is working.
The next one. see you on the podcast. I'll see you in the street. It'll be fine. Say hi. Okay, bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.